For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Yeah. the Lord, the presence of the Lord is here. I want us to take this moment and speak to the Lord and say, Lord, touch me. Make personal supplications to God. Make personal requests to God and say, Lord, in this atmosphere of your presence, I ask that, Lord, you touch me. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Cause the impossible to happen. Oh, the miracle working God, the miracle working God. The miracle working Father. Shalage de malande ke de pralana malaga da ya ga da ba ya ga da ga de. Eh na na ma ya ga na da da ba ya ga la ga da ba ya ga la ga da ba ra ga la ga da ba na ma ya na ma ya na ma na. Eh ya na ga da ba ya ga la ga da ba ya ga la ga da ba ya ga la ga da ba ya ga da ya. Eh ya ga la ba ya ga la ga da ba ya ga la ga da ba ya ga la ga da ba ra ga la ga da ba ga la ga da. She ya na na ma ya ga la ga da ba ya ga la ga de. Lord, we give you all the praise. Can you lift up your hands to God? Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy over everyone in this service. Anything that has been impossible, we declare that now it becomes possible. Every door that has been closed right now, I declare that it is open. Everything that has not answered to you, henceforth or in the past, in the presence of God is the atmosphere for every possibility. We declare possibilities for every impossible case. Everything you've been trusting God for in His presence is the possibility to happen. Lord, I declare that let a miracle happen for every one of us. Open our mind to understand you. Open our heart to conduct more of you. Thank you for your faithfulness. This evening, Lord, we ask that, Lord, you speak to us. Lord, as we were praying, you led us to pray that, Lord, the more we have more light to you, the more we understand you. Grant us more understanding, more comprehension of spiritual truth. Let our mind open up. For who can understand the great spirit of the ancient God? But Lord, open our mind. Be more real and practical to us. We have heard what you have done with our fathers. We have read in books about your move. We are your move, O Lord, in this dispensation. Reveal yourself to us. We are young and we love you and we want to know you. It is a privilege to have intimacy and intimate relationship with you. Open our little mind. For you say you have given us the spirit of power, love and of a sound mind. Let our mind expand. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Let the gift of everyone here be sharpened. Anyone here that is a preacher, more grace. Anyone here that is a minstrel, more sharpening. Every gift in your spirit, the Lord just asked me to make that declaration. I declare a sharpening. The next time you start to release your gift, it will come better. The river will flow easier. It will be more fresher. It will feed more people than it has done before. In the name of Jesus, I declare a new realm of encounters for every one of us. New realms of dreams. New realms of visions. New realms of encounters. New realms of comprehension to the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take our seat. Praise God. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit part 2. Praise the Lord. Welcome to church. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah.
The other time we looked at, on Wednesday, we looked at the Holy Spirit part 1, hallelujah. Because we are looking at it in weekdays, we'll be just titling the part 2, part 3. It's a continuation, hallelujah. Come on, are we ready? Hallelujah. Now, the other time we looked at some fact about the Holy Spirit and then human characteristics of the Holy Spirit. How many of us can remember some of the human characters of the Holy Spirit or human attribute that was attributed to him? Number one was what? He has emotions. He can be sad. He can be glad. He can be happy. Number two, he has intention, willfulness, discretion, and he gives instructions. Hallelujah. Number three, the Holy Spirit speaks in us, to us, and through us. Hallelujah. So he speaks. He's a speaking spirit. Now the Bible speaks in the book of Psalms. It said, our God is not like their God, having ears but cannot see. Do you remember that scripture? Having ears but cannot hear, having eyes but cannot see. Then, Bishop Redeble one time preaching one Shiloh, he said, that is the reason why people that worship idols are very dull. Because the Bible says, so are they that made them. Because the idol is dull. People that made him and worship him, they are naturally dull. Hallelujah. Worshipping idols will turn you to a doula. That is why people do unbelievable things. Why? Because their brain cannot just reason. Because the worship of idolatry makes you dull like that. I'm not going to know that. Is this Psalms 115? I want us to see it. Is this Psalms 115? I believe. Yes. Psalms 115 verse 3. But our God is in... Okay, let me start from verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? Verse 3. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatever he does. Verse 4. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hand. They have what? Mouth, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. Numbers 8. Let's read together. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in them. So everyone that trusts in demons or idolatry automatically become dull. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I believe that you are free from that. All of us are free from that because we serve a living God, the Holy Spirit that can speak. That was what brought us this place. He can speak to us. Let us understand, whenever I call, you answer. Whenever we call, he answers. How many of us have ever prayed and you had God reply? How many of us? All of us. Because our God answers. Hallelujah. You don't need to go for a native doctor to consult for you from a DB and say, what is he saying? But you can talk for him and he will answer you. May your ears be open to hear more of him. Because he wants to talk to you more than every human being. Now, we'll be looking at what the Holy Spirit does to me. What the Holy Spirit do to you. Hallelujah. What the Holy Spirit do to me. And then we'll look at what the Holy Spirit does for us. Do you get the English? What the Holy Spirit does to me. As I fellowship with the Holy Spirit, as I relate with the Holy Spirit, what happens to me? The scripture the first man of God read when we were leading the intercessory prayer about the Moses, the Bible says, when he was in the presence of God, he never knew that his skin was changed. Then when he returned, there was an effect. Because as you stay in God's presence, something happened to you. There's a saying in Hausa, he that doesn't want white hair should not be in a grinding engine. Why? Because if you are in a grinding engine, the corn will fly in the air and it will settle on your head. You understand? The women say, well, look at those of you are Jebotas. But if you have been to a grinding engine before, when you are around there, before you come out, your head will be white. True of us, those of us that understand what I'm talking about. Yes. Right, because God being here in the atmosphere changes a lot about you. So as you are relating with the Holy Spirit, what happens to you? 10 things. Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers every believer for destiny and the work of the ministry. As you spend time with him, you are empowered with power. You are empowered with what? Power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says they received the Holy Ghost. That was the impartation of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth, showing the transgression or the transmission of your destiny from glory to glory. When you spend time with him, you are empowered with power. Hallelujah. In Micah chapter 3 verse 8 says, I am filled with power, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Is that correct? Micah chapter 3 verse 8. The Bible says, but truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. People that dwelled with the Holy Ghost are always filled with power. In Acts chapter 4 verse 31, the Bible says they noticed the boldness of the guys because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Luke chapter 4 verse 14, the Bible says, and Jesus returned with what? Power. So dwelling with the Holy Spirit is dwelling with power. You are empowered with power for your destiny. Because life is both spiritual and natural. Hallelujah. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, many times when I pray to God, I say, God, you know, I don't have an option of visiting the native doctor. My only hope is the Holy Spirit. If you don't help me, no one else will. Because we don't have the license to go anywhere else. If God does not help us, no one should. Hallelujah. So if that is our only option, that means we need to stay more to be more empowered. Because the longer you stay, the more powerful you become. The longer you stay, Moses stayed there for 40 days. He redone it and his skin was shining. What if he stayed for 80 days? I had a man of God preach about Enoch. He said that one time he walked so much with God that he could not go back because he crossed the line between the earth and heaven. So staying with the Holy Spirit is the impartation of power for our destiny. If you ever want a power-filled destiny, you need to dwell with him. You need to relate with him. Hallelujah. And as we dwell, our power increases. Our level of grace increases. Number two, the Holy Spirit help us become more like Christ by renewing our mind. The Holy Spirit help us. As you stay with him, we are changing. We are changing. We are changing. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 2, 3 verse 4 to 6. But after the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of the righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Do you remember the scripture the first lady read? 2 Corinthians 3:18, popular scripture. As we behold him, we are what? Changed, metamorphosed, hallelujah, into his image. I was listening to Mommy Becky and today this afternoon. She was talking about her husband. She said he's always different after prayer. Why? Because he's coming back with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because as you stay with him, you should get better. You should get better. Hallelujah. The first lady usually do something to me. If after prayer I get angry, she say, even after prayer. I mean, after prayer, I'm not supposed to be angry. Anytime she said that, she feel bad. Because it is expected as if you stay with the Holy Spirit, it should be better. Hallelujah. Your character will change. You will keep improving. You will not know that you are changing, but you are changing. You will wake up and you will discover that, wow, me at all, me that used to behave like this. You will not know because the change will be gradual. Gradual. How many of us know when you are growing? You just discover that your trouser cannot size you, but you never knew when you are growing. Is that not true? You just discover that your shirt could not fit you again. But you never knew when your mitosis and meiosis, is it mitosis and meiosis? When your cells are growing, you never know. You just discover that all of a sudden, this shoe is no longer, I'm not wearing 43. Once upon a time, you were wearing size 7. But you never know when your leg was growing. That is the way the Holy Spirit will be changing you. You will not know you are changing, but you are changing. The more you stay changed from inside out, I've always said that God will change just inside out. If the devil wants to change you, he changes you from outside in. Hallelujah. God will change your spirit, transform your mind, and then physically you change. But then the devil will bring things physically, and then your eye affects your spirit towards this way. So the Holy, the more you stay, you are changing. You will not know you are changing, but you are changing. Hallelujah. You are changing. You are changing. Number three, the Holy Spirit help us bear godly fruit and enable gifts for demonstrating His power for the kingdom. He helps us to bear godly fruit and enable gifts for demonstrating His power for kingdom advancement. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4 to 11, talking about the gift of the Spirit that the first lady read to us, the Holy Spirit enables us to live the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23. Hallelujah. The more you stay with Him, your character will change. The gift of the Holy Spirit, or the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I learned very, very early that the maturity of a Christian is not by his gift, it is by his fruit. Hallelujah. So the more you stay with Him, that means we will know you stay more by your fruit. Normally, He will help you bring, because it is His fruit. So He will help you release them from within. And also the gift of the Holy Spirit will be more sharpened. You will discover that if you are into word of knowledge, you begin to hear clearer. If you are into word of wisdom, you begin to receive more counsels. If you are into the healing ministry, you discover that the healing anointing gets sharpened. If you are into the working of ministry, new graces are being released. Are we together? Yes. That is the mystery behind men of God waiting in prayers. Because as they pray long, they wait on God for long, the gift is sharpened. The fruit is sharpened. Hallelujah. Number four, the Holy Spirit teaches and reminds us of lessons that we have learned before. John chapter 14 verse 26. John chapter 16 verse 13 to 15. And then Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring into remembrance things that you have learned before. How many of you have ever been in challenges before and then a scripture just came up in your spirit? Has it ever happened to you before? You are in one trouble, John chapter 14 verse 21, John chapter 16 verse 13 to 15, and then Isaiah 11 verse 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you, like you are in fear, then a scripture just came up from your spirit? Praise the Lord. Has it happened to you before? The Holy Spirit did that. How many of you have ever tried to memorize the scripture and then the scripture did not stay? Then one day you just quote it perfectly. Has happened to you, right? Yes. Sometimes you may think you didn't remember. But the Holy Spirit has a way of reminding you. I was reading a story, a guy was testifying one time. He was working in a brewery. And then sometimes there was a sheet of paper of the book of Proverbs that says, he that takes wine is a fool, of wine is for this room. So one day he was with his friend and they wanted to give him alcohol. And then that scripture just came to his mind, he that takes wine. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He will bring to mind remembrance of things you knew before, things you were taught before. If you prepare messages, you discover that some of the things you learned before will come back to your head. Hallelujah. Sometimes it is all the scriptures you quote on stage. I know they are not, sometimes they may not even be in your book. But then the Holy Spirit will bring them forth. Bring them, like the Psalms 115 we just read now. It just came to my spirit. And you see that if it's the Holy Spirit, it will always be correct. So, okay. I was wondering whether it was Psalms 115 or not. So the Holy Spirit can remind you. That's why we pray when you want to go to exam. Holy Spirit, remind me. But don't forget that remember means you once knew it. Remind means I once minded it. That means student that did not read cannot pray that kind of prayer. Because you cannot be reminded of something you never knew. He did not say he will tell you new things. He will remind you. Hallelujah. See, that is why I always say that you need logos before rhema. You need what? Logos before rhema. You need the written word. Cramming the scriptures is good. Is what? Very, very good. I don't know for you, but for me, 80% or 90% of the revelations I had, they are not when I was studying actively. Many times it would be when I'm walking on the road in a KK, then the scripture just come and the Holy Spirit say, okay, this is, sometimes it would be like this. Is it, I don't know if there's somebody like that also. For me personally, most of the time when I'm studying, I just read, study, I understand a few things. Then when I'm sitting there alone, the Holy Spirit just bring that scripture, that thing you are reading, this was what he was trying to say. Or just in the KK, or when in the car, or anywhere like that. I can just be sitting in the room, and then the task will just come to my life. And then I say, wow, I just remember, wow, so it's like this. So the Holy Spirit, you need to have the scriptures in your head. Have them learn to memorize. Hallelujah. Learn to study. I remember some of the memory verses I used to memorize as a child during church children's day. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 was the first scripture I ever memorized as a child. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Thank you. Then I went up. That was the first scripture I ever knew because I learned it in Sunday school. And then there's another one, Proverbs chapter 13. So, you will never forget it. That's what the Bible says. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. That means if you knew it before, even when you are old, you will not forget it. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit had the ministry of reminding us. So don't forget, don't bother if you forgot about anything. When you need it, it will come back. He will remind you. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you forgot something, just pray. Now I was listening to Bishop Dakeward Mills. He said that he was teaching a principle. He said, I want to teach you something now. Anytime you are looking for your key or something in the house, and you can't find it, just pause and say, Satan, I rebuke you. Holy Spirit, where it is? He said that he has tried it 100% of the time that he has found it. That he will see it. He will remind you where you kept it or where it is. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit can remind us. Number 5. The Holy Spirit quickens us to repentance and reconciliation. John chapter 16 verse 7 to 8. He quickens to repent. Bible says he will convict us, hardened criminals. So when the Holy Spirit in you, he quickens repentance and then reconciliation. Hallelujah. The hardest of the hardest sinners can be saved. Every hardened person can be a preacher. Whoever knew that Paul ever preached, hallelujah, by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number 6. The Holy Spirit opens us up to revelations, wisdom, and understanding. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he what? But they are revealed to us by his Spirit. So you want revelation, Holy Spirit, but as it is written, eye have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is responsible for revelation. Rema. Hallelujah. Rema. He will grant you iconic understanding into scriptures. You will be wise and smart. You will be able to understand systems and the way things work. Number 7, the Holy Spirit grants you directions, guidance, and leadings. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8 verse 14, am I fast? Okay. The Holy Spirit grants us direction. The Holy Spirit grants us guidance. The Holy Spirit grants us leadings, what we call leadings of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 16. Bible says, for they that are what? Led by who? By the Spirit of God. So we can be led by his Spirit. Don't take the job. Hallelujah. Go this way. Leave now. I watched about the building that collapsed in Lagos. I saw one of the survivors. One young guy like that. So he just left. No. Was it? Apart from the guy, I was also told, who was telling me after service on Wednesday? Was it you or Pastor me? That the contractor just left the building. Who was the person, Pastor Eben, right? That the man just, as he was just stepping out, just left the building. That was when the structure collapsed. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can lead you to leave. He can give you direction. Where there is accident, he will say, don't take that way. Take this way. Hallelujah. May you be directed by the Holy Ghost. How many of us remember chapter, Acts chapter 8 verse 19 or 29? The Holy Spirit told Stephen, join yourself, is it Stephen or Philip? Philip, to this chariot. That was the chariot of the eunuch. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit can give you direction. Go like this, move like this, pray. Wake up now. Fast now. Study now. Leave now. How many of us have ever prayed for area of direction by the Holy Spirit when you want to read for exams? And then you jump some pages and then the pages you read came out exactly. Has it happened to anybody here? Yes. But because the Holy Spirit can lead. And may you be led to wealth. Don't forget, when the Holy Spirit leads you, He leads you to prosperity. May you be led out of disaster into prosperity. May you be led out of sickness into health. May you be led out of failure into success. May you be led out of foolishness into wisdom. In the name of Jesus, may we be led out of barrenness into a fruitful land. In the name of Jesus, may we be led into the right persons in our life. Right individuals, right people in our lives. Hallelujah. People that married in NYC means God led the two of them to that place. People that married in a campus, because there are many campuses you can will have gone to. That means God led you there. Hallelujah. So God can lead you to places where you find important people in your life. And may God lead you like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, the Holy Spirit grant us comfort. John chapter 14 verse 15 to 27. Comfort is a word that is difficult. Hallelujah. You know, today I was talking with someone in the office. Another person finished narrating the situation. Have you ever happened to you and then you don't know what to say? Have you ever seen somebody crying that? If you say sorry, you feel like you are insulting the person. Like, you lack words to say. When I lost someone very, very close to me or had a very situation like that, that was when I understood that sometimes people that are crying and weeping, most times all they need is be quiet. You just need to just to be around them. You see, if you have never gone through something, you cannot advise somebody that has gone through it or is going through it. If you have never been married, and then a girl, okay, let's say you are married now, and a young girl comes to you that she's trusting God for a husband. I want to marry. I want to marry. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Talking to you. You have never, you will not understand. Sometimes you even, you may be saying the right thing, you think you're saying the right thing. You'll be saying the wrong thing, you think you're saying the right thing. Sometimes some of them just need you just to be around them. Only the Holy Spirit can comfort people truly. Only the Holy Spirit. And it takes words inspired by Him to say to the right people. See, people, I've met people before. I discovered how helpless I was when I was counseling people that failed JAMB and for 5 years or 6 years looking for admission. When I finished, I got admission straight. So when most of them are talking, I say, they have no. I say, you have been in this school. Why now? Why did you get admission? I didn't understand what it means to stay at home for 5 days. And I discovered that I was helpless in counseling them. Then you need somebody that has stayed at home for 5 years to know what to say. Because sometimes when you go through something, you will know what to say. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. Sometimes you don't need to be with the person and say, it will be well. So the Holy Spirit can comfort. Don't forget what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon me because He has sent me to heal the world. Broken hearted. And many of the people that are broken hearted in this world are women. That is why women go to church the most. My mom was telling me the reason why women dance in church most is because that is the only place they are at peace at home. Their husband is Wahala. So when they come, they dance and then go back to the Wahala at home. But when they are at home, the presence of God and everywhere is okay. The wound is being healed. Hallelujah. Comfort comes to you. How many of you have ever been depressed and then you went to service and then after the service you felt happy? You felt encouraged. Has it happened to any one of us? Yes. Sometimes you feel depressed. Depressed is always by a devil spirit. Hallelujah. You feel concerned, fear about this. But then when you can remember one service like that, I went to dinner at that time. And then Dr. Plenty sang, I will worship the Lord for he is mighty. You know the song? Sang that song and then I was happy, forgot that I was even having problem. Then after the service, I now remember. Just like somebody that took alcohol to solve his problem. But when the hangover has cleared, you now remember the house rent is still there. But then the comfort was needed. Only the Holy Spirit can comfort you. See, that is why many people make a lot of mistakes when they break from relationships. That's what we call rebound. When people get out of a relationship, immediately they want to enter another one. Why? Because they are looking for comfort. Is it true? So when people leave relationships, that's what people advise. Take time to heal. Because many of the times you will make wrong decisions if you step into another relationship immediately. So let the Holy Spirit grant you comfort. Tamakul, calm down. Until you are okay. So many times when you are burdened, lift up your hands and say, Lord, help me. Grant me comfort. Sometimes you walk alone and cry and come back smiling. Sometimes you lock the door and just cry. And the Holy Spirit comforts you and say, I'm with you. Hallelujah. God will help us in Jesus' name. I have been comforted before by the Holy Spirit. If you have not, you need it. You need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Only Him can give you true comfort. The words of men are limited. Many people talk, not even know what they are going through. Because if you have never been there, you cannot understand it. So only the Holy Spirit can give you comfort and say, it will work. It will happen. Hold on. Hallelujah. And then, may God give us comfort to anyone here that is burdened. May God give us comfort. And as He's comforting you, hope is coming alive for the miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 9. The Holy Spirit sanctifies us for His use. Romans chapter 15 verse 16. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 12. And then 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. Sanctify us for His use. And finally, the Holy Spirit grant us hope, optimism, and passion. Hope will give us hope. Hallelujah. I remember when we are about to move into this auditorium, myself and Pastor Eben, as a pastor, we just came to that window, and then we just stayed there and said, we are going to take this place. That time, what is no money, right? No money in the account. Because the rent here was it was like 250% of our former rent. But we say we'll take it. We'll go and meet the landlord and see if we have something in the account. But then there was the Holy Spirit telling us that it can work. And truth be told, somebody promised us money, we were expecting money from anywhere. But we just believed that it can happen. The Holy Spirit is the one responsible for hope. Why will you believe that you can be a millionaire this year? But the Holy Spirit can give you hope. Why will you believe that this can happen? He gives us hope. Optimism. The opposite of optimism, or the antonym of optimism, is what? Pessimism. Hallelujah. Is it correct? You are not pessimistic. Everything is not going to work. So let's go and meet this person. Okay, what if the person is not at home? Okay, let's start this business. Have you read that out of the 12 people that started this business, 10 people failed? Like, you are always negative. But the Holy Spirit makes you see possibility. That was why when Jesus Christ came and told, when God told Sarah, you will have a child by this time next year, she just laughed. Why? Because cope is not possible. Why did God smoke? You should know my age and she know my husband's age. Because she laughed. Because why are you laughing? She denied laughing. Because it's natural. In the natural, there are things that look impossible. But by the Holy Spirit, until you are dead, it can be possible. Until you are what? It is not over until you leave this world. That miracle can still happen. Is it a Winner Chapel last Shiloh that somebody testified of almost 100 years she had the child, her first child? 80 something. Last year I was reading about a woman with the governor of Ogun State went to the hospital. She was 80. In fact, the governor had to come and pay for the child. It is, if this year is not over, don't start planning for 2022 when 2021 is not over. We have one complete month and how many days in November? So that miracle can still happen. You are trusting God for a car, we can still drive this year. You are trusting God for a job, you can get it this year. So it is not over until we are 12th December 2021, 31st. This year is not over. Until that night crosses. So hold on to God, be optimistic that you can still have the breakthrough this year. You can still have the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit gives us hope. And the Bible says, hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is what? Shed abroad in our holy heart. So the Holy Spirit gives us hope. The Holy Spirit sanctifies us. The Holy Spirit grants us comfort. The Holy Spirit gives us direction, guidance, and leading. The Holy Spirit helps us understand revelation, wisdom, and understanding. The Holy Spirit quickens us to repent. Hallelujah. Many times you quicken us, go and say sorry. The Holy Spirit teaches us and reminds us. The Holy Spirit helps us bear godly fruit and the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us become more like Christ. The Holy Spirit empowers us with power for the believer. Now, what the Holy Spirit does for me on my behalf. Number one, the Holy Spirit intercedes on my behalf. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 to 28, popular scripture, the Bible says, for we know not what to pray for as we ought to. But what? The Holy Spirit pray for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Now, as I was meditating about that this morning in the office, you know, it is not as if you will close your mouth and the Holy Spirit is praying. As you are opening your mouth and praying in the Holy Ghost, He's the one praying through you. Do you understand? You don't just go and sleep and say, Holy Spirit, intercede for me this night in Jesus' name. And then you sleep. No. As you are praying, He prays through you. He prays through you. Because many times we don't know what to pray for. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. How many of you have ever felt a prompting to pray for somebody before? Has it ever happened to you? And then, in that kind of situation, most times you will not know what you pray for. You can start praying for money because you know the person was broke. But maybe the person can be before an accident. And you're praying for money. What is the usefulness of money to an accident? Sometimes you can be in a plane or something like that. So what you need to do is to switch in the Holy Ghost and pray the right prayer. So anytime I feel a prompting to pray for somebody, for me, how it happens is suddenly I'll start thinking about somebody. I know that most of it means I should pray for the person. Suddenly, the person will be on my mind repeatedly. Suddenly, I just have a sudden charge in my spirit about a particular name. Sometimes I never thought about the person for a while, or sometimes a person I would never think of on a normal day. And then it means pray for the person. And then you don't need to call. All you need to pray until that burden is lifted. Sometimes you can feel the peace return to you. And then you know it's over. Sometimes your life, I heard of Benihim, Pastor Benihim. The Pastor Benihim, or Prophet Benihim. Anyone, Benihim, hallelujah. He had a plane crash with his wife, Susanna. He came out with that his crash, but his wife's bones were broken. You know why? He said that there was a woman, one of the best ladies that prayed for him. She woke up in the night in another continent altogether. And then the Holy Spirit prayed for Benny. So she began mentioning his name and praying for him, That was when the plane was coming down. You know how the plane comes down. And then he said, God sent angels to hold the, when it landed, only him. That he came out without a single scratch. But his wife was fractured because her name was not being mentioned. Hallelujah. Yes. So the Holy Spirit can make you, once you think about it, many times pray. I shared a story with us before about somebody. In fact, the person spoke with me last 2 weeks. Right in a family house, she was about to sleep by 11 because she was having a retreat in the following morning. And then the Holy Spirit say, pray for your brother. She said, no, tomorrow I have retreat. I have 6 hours prayer tomorrow. I'll pray for him very well tomorrow. So she went to sleep. And then she woke up in the morning for morning devotion, 4 a.m. And then she saw over 20-something missed calls on her phone. From her mother, from her father. So what's happening? She picked the call to call, only to hear that her brother passed away by 3. That same night. A simple intercessory prayer by that 11 will have saved him. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit can help you intercede. Intercede. May you yield to his intercessions in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 2, the Holy Spirit serves as a seal of redemption. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. And then Galatians chapter 6 verse 17. The seal that you are safe is the Holy Spirit. Talking about the rapture during our conference, we understand that the Holy Spirit is, once the Holy Spirit is removed from you, that means you are no longer saved. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says we have been given, that is the seal. And then Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, Apostle Paul said, I bear in my body the mark of Christ. There is a seal that differentiates us from people that are not saved, and that is the Holy Spirit. So he stands as a seal. You know, when you register with corporate affairs, we have what we call a seal. Once you seal with your company seal, that means it is you. You can be sealed with that seal. That is you. So the seal of our salvation is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit stands as a seal upon us. Many of them I hear about people that are converted from the occultic world, people that repented. They say that they always know a Christian and somebody that is not a Christian. Why? Because there is something, a light from every believer. There is always a symptom of light. Once you are saved, the Holy Spirit seals that you are different. Free, you are free from the rest. Hallelujah. So he stands as a seal for me. Number 3, the Holy Spirit brings unity and oneness to the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 to 4. If the Holy Spirit brings unity and oneness to the body of Christ, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 to 18. Hallelujah. Now, Christianity is a religion that have a lot of people with different temperament, different beliefs. Hallelujah. If not for God, some churches would be fighting by now. If not by for the Holy Spirit. Churches sue churches to church, to court. Hallelujah. Pastors report pastors to court. Churches sue members. There will be a lot of disarray in the body of Christ, if not for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So on our behalf, he goes and unifies us. Hallelujah. Though you are Catholic and I'm Pentecostal, we have unity. Somehow, someone, the Holy Spirit unites us. He brings that. So on our behalf, he fights for us. He ensures that we are not divided. There is no religion in this world that is not divided. Are you aware? Islam is divided. We have the Hindus. We have the what? Sunni. And the what? Yes. There are two. There are the peaceful ones. They are the ones that wear white. Don't look for trouble. Saudi Arabia. And then the Shia. They are the one in Nigeria. They are the violent one. Sokoto, Nigeria has majorly the Shia. But there is a northern state that is more of the Sunni. That's why you will never hear a fight in that northern state. Hallelujah. State like Sokoto. Have you ever heard a fight from Sokoto before? Why? Because it's the other branch of Islam that is there. But state like Maiduguri, Kaduna, Kano, the Shiite, Ezazaki, Zaria. So India too. Last 2 weeks, I watched of Indians fighting with knife in the temple, Hindu temple. Fighting with knife because they were fighting about who would take the first prayer. This side of Hindu, this side of Hindu. You see them with their car fighting from upstairs. I thought this was a movie. China is divided. There is no religion that is not divided. Hallelujah. Even witches, they are divided. But then the unity that holds us in the body of Christ. We have multi-religion. We have orthodox. They don't believe anybody that do shagagabayagadabayagada is from the devil. And then we have Pentecostal that believe that once somebody did not fall down that service and there is no manifestation, God is not there. We have the other charismatic. When there is not a miracle, God is not with you. A sign you are a believer is miracles. Not for the charismatic. One for the Pentecostal. You must speak. You know, everywhere must be church. Until a plastic chair is broken, God was not there. What we have for those that believe that my dad is, I come from Orthodox. Anytime he's watching TV and then the man of God do something like that and the people fall down and say, change that channel, change it, change it, change it. Till tomorrow. Till tomorrow. Once somebody, once you fall down, change it, change it. All these fake men of God. Listen, on the other extreme, where we are, if you go to a service and everybody, I was in a wedding on Saturday by force. And then I was just like, my God. I was just hearing the pastor. He was not to touch us. I was just like, my goodness. God help us. But then the Holy Spirit makes us one. And then we appreciate our differences. Hallelujah. If not for the Holy Spirit, the fight in Christianity would be too much. We are still fighting, no, but imagine if the Holy Spirit was not there. We would have been killing ourselves. Pastors are going to church to go and bury in front of another pastor's church so that the church will not grow. That is when the Holy Spirit is around. What if the Holy Spirit is not there? It will be catastrophe. Hallelujah. So it's responsible for unity. Number four, the Holy Spirit quickens our mortal body. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 to 13. Bible says, if the Spirit, it quickens us for health, for strength, for comfort. Look at Bishop Oyedepo. Look at how he preaches three services every Sunday morning. He sleeps by 1 a.m., wake up by 4 a.m. every day. For all his life. I don't know for how long, but I know he said from when he started ministry. I heard about John Gillick. No, John, what's the name of this man? Charles, John and Charles. The founder of this denomination in Nigeria. Methodist, yes, what's his name? John Wesley. Say his schedule was like the sun. He sleeps 4 a.m. every day. No, sorry, 10 p.m. every day, wake up 4 a.m. every night till he's dead. Walk like a jackie. Walk, but their body, they look younger, fresher. But because the Holy Spirit gives you strength, quickens your body. Sometimes you can be very, very tired. And then you mount up the stairs, strength comes to you. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. If you are sick, he can make you. How many of us have been sick before and then you are about to minister? When you climb up, the sickness disappears. And then when you come down, the sickness reappears. Has it ever happened to anybody here? Yes. That is the Holy Spirit. I was sharing a story with us before about Pastor Chris. He said that he has a healing service, what we call Atmosphere for Miracle in South Africa. And then, a day before, he could not stand up. He could not walk. Then he said, God, should we cancel? He said, God, no. He said, no, we should go. He said that on the day he wore his suit, we struggled. He said that he barely entered the car. But he said that when he arrived at the venue, as he stepped out from the car, the sickness left. See, he ministered, everybody was healed, and then when he came back and entered the car, the sickness came back. Say, God, what is happening? Say, on the flight, God said, listen to this message by Pastor Chris. You understand? That is Pastor Chris. God tell him, listen to this message by what? Pastor Chris. Of course, you should know that many times the you that is sitting and the you that is preaching is different. So now it's Pastor Chris sitting on the plane. So listen to the one that the anointed Pastor Chris preached. He said that he told him three messages and then he downloaded it on the plane. He listened to it on the plane. And then before he got down from the plane, he said he was healed. All the symptoms disappeared. Why? Because the Holy Spirit can quicken your mortal body. Every disease is a virus. Is that not true? And then the Holy Spirit can electrocute that virus inside your body. And then it can go. And may anybody here sick can be quickened. And you are quickened in the name of Jesus Christ. And then finally, the Holy Spirit advocate on our behalf. Plead on our behalf. Let's look at John chapter 16 verse 7 from the Amplified Version. John 16 verse 7. The Holy Spirit plead on our behalf. John 16 verse 7. Are we having Amplified? Let me read. Are we there? Or should read for us? Alright, let me read. I read then. John 16 verse 7. However, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go, the Comforter, Counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you. Are we seeing the traits? Comforter, counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Hallelujah. So Jesus is interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is interceding for you also. So understanding what he does for you and what he does to you makes you expect this from him when you fellowship with him. You expect when you are leaving him, these 10 things should be happening in your life. Are we together? And then on your behalf, you expect that these 7 things should be happening for you. And as you fellowship with him, more and more will happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father Lord, open the eyes of your people and grant us more understanding of you in Jesus' name. Let the unity of the Spirit bind us. I pray for every misunderstanding around. I arrest it in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority over manipulative spirits, causing the body of Christ to fight, causing misunderstanding in the body and in the church. And I arrest it. I pray for your relationships. Anybody here that the devil is causing misunderstandings in your relationships, peace today, trouble tomorrow, I declare that the peace of God causes unification, unity, oneness of purpose in the name of Jesus. I arrest everywhere. I don't know, I just feel the leading of the Holy Spirit to pray in that direction. Any family here going any through that, you're talking about our parents or our siblings, if you're not talking with your brothers or you're having misunderstanding with your siblings, it's a demonic spirit of disunity. And now I take authority over that spirit. Anyone here having misunderstanding with their parent, mother or father, having a misunderstanding with your uncle, that is a demonic spirit at work to cause misunderstanding. I declare that that spirit is arrested. And the Holy Spirit steps in to give you peace with your father, with your mother, with your siblings. I declare fresh wine in that relationship. In the name of Jesus. Unification and oneness of purpose. May you begin to see things in the same direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you as you relate with the Holy Ghost. More power will come to your life. You will wake up in the morning smiling after spending time with him in the night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody here sick? The quickening spirit of the Holy Spirit quickens and heals you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just to remind us about Sunday, 2 services, 7, hallelujah, to 9 and then 9 to 11. Praise the Lord. We'll continue with our intimacy, but then it will not be on the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Other aspects of intimacy. And then just to remind us, on Sunday, chances, choices, and consequence is starting. Hallelujah. We are starting by 6 p.m. Handled by First Lady. Hallelujah. Love, family, and function. That is about purpose. And then on Sunday is our wedding anniversary. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a good day to start a program like that. And I believe the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's take our offering. In case you have an offering with you. By this time last year, I was thinking of money to go and marry. Hallelujah. Lift up your offering. Father Lord, we ask the Lord to replenish our offerings in the name of Jesus Christ. There is he that scattered and yet increased. May God open doors to you. I feel like prophesying over our finances. Lord, before the year ends, we ask for a mind-blowing breakthrough for the church and for the individuals. May people remember us. I pray for anyone that is supposed to pay you a money he borrowed from you. They will lose their peace and sleep and rest. Until what is your own enter your hands. And if you are owing somebody, you too. May God help you to pay. In Jesus' name. Amen. Alright. So that the prayer can be sincere. Alright, let's go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you all guys for coming. Praise God. I'm ready to close. Let's be on our feet and appreciate God for the word of God and say, Father, thank you for speaking to us this evening. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank him. Appreciate the name of the Lord. And say, this weekend is blessed. Pray for the weekend. And say, as we step into this weekend, we experience the miracle of God. My baby, so baby, lost you. Ibigiga. Baby, lost you. Ibigiga. Oluwado. Oluwaja. Wa baby, so Oluwado. Oluwaja. Baby, no see. Baby, no see. Baby, no see. God and your God lift you up in the name of Jesus. Cause you to go from glory to glory. This will be the least of you will ever see. But the next time we'll see, it will be another level of intimacy, fellowship with God, another level of testimonies of breakthrough. You will have a testimony to share the next time we'll meet. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I wish you the grace and fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.